Top of the hour, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Buddy's Goodies and Glass. Damn, it's the weekend. And they always tell you it's 420 at Buddy's. He joins us every Friday from his estate in Puyallup, Washington. He is the 36-time Emmy Award winner at King 5 Television. He is now the number one anchor at King 5. He has moved past Jeff Renner in the Hall of Fame at King 5. Put your hands together for Chris Egan, the Prince of Puyallup, on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. How are you, sir?
Oh, Puckett. I mean, just those words fire me up, make me want to get my turtleneck tonight and put it under my suit to honor Jeff Renner, the great one, the best transition weather anchor of all time in the greater Seattle area. So wherever you are out there, Jeff, hiking, biking, climbing a mountain, we miss you at King 5, and we love you.
Dog sledding. Isn't he always dog sledding?
He loves dog. Yeah, he could scuba dive. I mean, he could do it all. Jeff Renner, I mean, he's probably on the top of Mount Everest as we speak right now. You never know.
We find you not at a pickleball court, which is amazing.
I took a break today. I took a little break from the pickleball just because I felt I owed it to Slick and Puck. You know, I'm always winded during these segments. I'm always sweating. I'm like, I gotta, you know what? These two are given to me. I got to get back to them and take a break from the pickleball court.
Well, there's a lot to cover. I want to get to two things. One, you have news on high school basketball, and then a great high school story that you did this week on King 5. But let me start first. But you were there last night in attendance. How much fun was it to be at a Rainiers game and then see Jared Kelnick hit two home runs and Cal Raleigh belt one over right field as well?
I got to tell you what, guys, the rain started coming down about 5:50, and I even said in my live chat, I go, hey, we may not have baseball. And all the Tacoma Rainier staff looked at me and goes, no, we're having baseball tonight, Egan. And literally a half an hour later, two rainbows right over the field, right over Foss High in the distance, and then Jared comes out and belts one, and then he belts another one. I mean, that should excite you if you're a Mariners fan right there. And it's just good to have baseball back. I mean, it's been over a year since we've seen live baseball at that stadium. I mean, it was the alternate training site for the Mariners last year. But to see games, to see the Rainiers, to see El Paso coming to town, and more importantly, to see the fans showing up and to be excited about Tacoma Rainiers baseball, it was very cool. And they'll be back at it tonight, another game tonight. And we should see Logan Gilbert on the mound tonight and some fireworks going off tonight. And also, Slick and Puck, you know, some breaking news coming out of the stadium is Thirsty Thursdays now may be on Thirsty Tuesdays.
So, really?
That's the word I'm getting is they're going to have more of their beer deals on Tuesday night. So I think this was – I think the fans like you, Puckett, wanted more. So they're going to make maybe Thirsty Tuesdays and Thirsty Thursdays. So there you go.
Doubling up on Thirsty Days.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. Hey, you mentioned it too. Two rainbows, one for each Jared Kelnick home run. I'm just following along via Twitter and listening to the Mike Curto calls, and I see those plays, and I'm ready. I've seen enough. I've seen everything I need to see.
Call him up.
Wait, let's go on this thing, don't you think?
Slick, yes. I'm like, enough. Let's stop waiting. You know what? He stepped up the plate. What else is he supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm ready. We need that bat. You know, let's be honest. If this is a Mariners team that we want to fully get behind as fans and we want to, you know, just ride this team into the playoffs, why not have the best players available? You know, it's like high school. If you had a kid on JV that's batting 600 and whacking home runs, he's not staying on JV. He's moving up to the varsity. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you want to win, you want to win now. So, I mean, you know what? He showed it in spring training. He showed it last night. You know what? I say pack his bags in Tacoma and get him with the team right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There we go. There we go, Egan. Fire up.
The schedules and the timing. Just put him on the roster.
Yeah.
All right, Egan, you had about 2 hours ago breaking news. You said, according to your sources, the SPSL and the PCL are going to have a high school basketball season. But it's going to be different. It's going to be different because it's going to be at the Washington State Fair. It's going to be outdoors but covered. Explain.
Let me give you the basics. About a week ago, there were 17 schools, 10 in the SPSL, 7 schools in the PCL. 17 schools, 34 teams are looking at with the varsity, boys and girls basketball, all wondering what in the heck were they going to do. At that moment a week ago, they were basically going to play two-game season. They were going to be playing at Olympia, and at South Kitsap, because Olympia and South Kitsap allow games at their schools because they're in a phase three. But all the other Pierce County schools in phase two, so they could not host games at their gyms. Well, the athletic directors, the coaches, God bless them all, said, we got to do it for the kids. We've made it work for all the other sports right now. We're making it work for wrestling. They're doing wrestling outside. How are we going to get these 34 teams to play a full season of basketball? And they just put their heads together, and they wouldn't accept the word no. They weren't willing to accept the word no, that this cannot happen. So these athletic directors, these coaches came together, and God bless the Washington State Fair. I don't know if this is public yet, but the Washington State Fair, Looker Asphalt, Bartleson Transport, these are all local businesses in Pierce County, all come together and say, how can we help? What can we do? So the word on the street right now is that the Washington State Fair is going to let them use an outdoor venue at the fairgrounds. Looker Asphalt's going to be there Monday morning. They're going to asphalt for three full court hoops. And then Bartleson Transport is going to bring down three full court hoops from the Portland area that I believe the SPSL, this is not official, is going to rent those courts from a place in Portland. They're going to put those courts in all on Tuesday, and they're hoping to be playing basketball on Wednesday.
Wow.
I mean, absolutely amazing. They're doing it safe. They're outdoors. They're following all the protocols. And what are they doing? Well, they're getting 34 teams playing a full season of girls and boys basketball.
So it will be on hardwood, or will it be on asphalt?
They're bringing out, like, literally the courts that you put together like a puzzle.
Okay.
I don't know the exact details on that, Puckett, but it's, you know, like the Tacoma Dome, how they bring the courts in and they kind of piece them together. It's going to be that. It's going to be legit hardwood floors.
I want it just on blacktop. Let's have our own Venice Beach right there at the Wallop. You know what I'm saying?
Skin knees.
Slick, there was many rumors going around a week ago that they were going to be finding elementary schools with full court playing on blacktop.
Take it back to the street.
Are they the only two leagues that are not having it indoors? Because the Metro League started a week or two ago, and they were indoors. Are they down there? They just won't let it be indoors?
Pierce County is still in phase two.
That's right.
So they are still in phase two, so they cannot host indoor high contact sports, which is why in Pierce County, here's another story. They are wrestling outdoors. They're putting the wrestling mats outside the schools. They're putting up little tents, and they're wrestling outdoors. So there you go. The only sport in trouble, I believe, in Pierce County is water polo, because there's not enough big pools out there, apparently, in backyards to play water polo.
How about the sound?
They could go.
It's kind of cold, isn't it?
It's a little chilly right now.
Yeah.
How about a wetsuit? We'll rope it off, and they can be out by the narrows.
I'm going to tell you what. Some of the athletic directors that I've been talking to recently, you know, if there's a will, there's a way, and they're going to fight it for these kids. So I applaud all of them. But this does not happen, guys, without the Washington State Fair. It does not happen without Looker Asphalt and Bartleson Transport, and I'm sure there's some other people out there that are donating time and money to this cause, because school districts don't have the money to make this work, and these companies are all coming together to make this happen.
Hey, Egan, you had a great story this week about a football player in the state. His name is Zach McClain. He plays for Interlake High School, the Saints. He's legally blind. He continues to play football. Football has helped him gain a mountain of confidence. Watch the story. His parents are great. I love the attitude from both the parents, but especially love the attitude from Zach McClain.
He's a kid that was born with a rare eye defect. He has spots on his retinas. He cannot see very much. He is legally blind. He will never drive a car in his entire life, something we all take for granted. He can only see basically shapes and colors. He can't see details. And his parents said, you know what, this isn't going to be your story, son. We're going to do whatever we can to help you be a normal kid. And unfortunately it wasn't, you know, he was born cross-eyed. And when you're a kid in elementary school, you get picked on, he got beaten up. He went to junior high, he got picked on, he got beaten up, went to Interlake, and God bless all the coaches at Interlake, all the teachers, the athletic director there, the Anthony Smith, who kind of took him under his wings, and his parents. And they found a way to have this guy play defensive line at the end. And not only, guys, this isn't the story where he's getting in for one play. He starts. He dominates. Other high school teams run plays away from him. He's growing. He's getting bigger. He's getting college recruit letters now from colleges. So it's just an awesome story that, you know, you persevere and you can do some great things. So yeah, I'm so proud of this kid. He's only a sophomore. He's going to be a junior next year. So it's going to be fun to watch him play at Interlake.
It's a great story. You can go check it at king5.com. Go to Egan's Twitter profile too, and just go on Twitter and you can find there at ChrisEgan5. And yeah, it's a great, if you want a motivation, if you think that maybe you can't do something and you need a little pick-me-up, everyone gets a little down, go watch this story that Chris did on Zach. And the attitude from both the parents, the attitude from his head coach, and then the or is that his position coach or head coach? I'm sorry.
That was just a strength coach that they kind of hired out on the side, you know, to kind of help him one-on-one and to work with him. And, was former Seahawk, former NFL player, and just some awesome motivation. And it's really hard to sit there and complain about, you know, life and your problems you're going through when you see this kid and what he's kind of had to battle through and, what he's doing right now.
Absolutely. All right, Egan, enjoy the weekend, man. Great stuff. We'll push people to that story. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Yep. And I got to pump up real quickly. DK Metcalf, guys, running Sunday on King 5. And don't forget to head to the Washington State Toy Show. Sergeant Slaughter is in the house tonight, tomorrow. So go say hi to the sergeant.
There he is, Chris Egan from King 5 News. He joins every Friday, the Prince of Puyallup.